So this episode has come about from a bit of journaling I was doing this morning, a little bit of time to write, you know, get what's off my mind. I don't know if you do journaling. I'm not as consistent as I'd love to be, but today was just like the perfect time. It was raining. I could have a cup of tea. I was journaling in bed before the kids woke up. And it got me thinking about failure. Oh, it's a juicy one, and I can't wait to dive on into this with you. Let's go. What's up, fabulous people, and welcome to Real Fabulous Marketing. This is the place where you'll hear stories of real fabulous people to inspire you and also get some amazing marketing strategies that will help you stand out from the crowd, particularly online. I can't wait to do this with you. Let's dive in. So today's episode is three reasons why you might feel like you're failing even when you're probably not. Oh, so close to my heart. So many people I talk with, women I work with, often feel like we're failing because of things we watch on social media or read on social media, other people that we talk to, and it almost feels like, oh, I've got nothing giant to say, or my revenue wasn't like that this year. I must be a complete and utter failure. And I'm here to tell you that you're not a failure. You're probably not. Same goes with, oh, my post didn't get as many likes as I thought it was going to. Or I might think, this podcast doesn't have as many downloads as so-and-so's. I must be a failure. And all of this is complete and utter bullshit. It's completely utter bullshit. But I think what we need to do is unpack failure a little bit, and that's why I wanted to share these top three reasons why you might feel like you're feeling like you're a failure. So when you're your own boss, when you run your own business, like most of the people who listen to this podcast do, I don't know about you, but sometimes when the shit hits the fan or I don't do as well as I wanted to or something like that comes up, you know, you're sort of, would love someone else to blame. You'd love someone else to take that responsibility off my shoulders or your shoulders and, you know, be responsible for those actions that may or may not have happened. But when the buck stops with you, it is time for you to step up and be brave. And if you are listening to this right now and you've said, I can do this, I can create my own thing, I've got this really great idea for a business, or I'd love to offer my services in this way, and you've carved out your own unique place in the world, on the interwebs, with your socials, with your website, I just want to say that I see you, and I reward you with a huge, ginormous clap. And also, if you're up to social contact, I'll give you a little Mullum Bimby style hug, which if you haven't heard of a Mullum hug, it's a long hug. It's an emotional hug that happens on the streets of Mullum Bimby every day. It's like you may have seen the person yesterday, but you give them a really, really big hug. Oh, it's a juicy hug. So you're going to get one of those from me as well. And while there's more and more people starting their own businesses every day, you've probably heard the stats are that one in three businesses are going to fail within 3 years. That can also be a little bit alarming. You might be thinking, am I going to be one in those three? Am I going to be that 30% that fails in the first 3 years? Or maybe I'll be one of those other ones that fail in the first 5 years. And, you know, rather than thinking about it as a bad thing, I'm just going to leave this here at the start of this episode. And what if we took it as a call to arms to say, if that's the case, if the case may be that I fail in business, maybe I can just simply go all in and trust myself and try really hard. You know, I was chatting with someone just this week. She was doing an NLP breakthrough session with me. And we were talking about the issue that she was having of her, going back to a job post maternity leave that was secure, it was stable, it was government, it was going to be there for life, versus doing her business, which had already started, which was already doing pretty well in my books, and going for it and really backing herself in that way. And we talked about it, and after talking to her, I said, well, if it doesn't work out with your business, it sounds like there's always jobs going at that organization. You've mentioned it a few times. Like, what could you do if, say, in a year's time, this didn't work out with your own business? And she just said, oh, I could call up, my old manager and let him know that I'm available for work. Often that is totally available to us. So instead of thinking, what if I'm one of these failures and I have to go to real job, which is often, my biggest fear. what about if we, go all in and trust ourselves? But before we go there, we do need to have a look at those top three reasons about why you might feel like you're failing when you're probably not. And can I just say, this is exactly why I'm running my Dream Bigger Experience workshop on May 27. If you haven't already gotten your ticket, they're only $22. And this is a 2-hour workshop, and I decided to run it because I'm picking up on this vibe, type of the person I am, I'm a responsive person, and there's so much feeling out there. There's so many people out there feeling like they're not doing enough, not posting enough, not emailing enough, or whatever it is. And I'm sorry if I've been responsible for part of that. But you'll always feel like you're behind. So this 2 hours that I'm creating for you, yes, it's the first time, so you're gonna have to trust me on this one that it's gonna be great, is a 2-hour experience for you just to enjoy and revel in yourself, or you'll be able to dream a little and then know what the next step is for you to take. Instead of feeling all muddled up, all a little bit fuzzy, which I totally relate to, but also just to know you don't always have to feel like that. So if you haven't grabbed a ticket yet, they're totally available. It is online, May 27th, 2 hours. If you head to my website, mirandaivy.com/dream, you'll be redirected over to where you can grab yourself a ticket. So let's dive in. The top three reasons why you might feel like you're failing, even though you're probably not. Number one, you might feel like you're failing because you're always hurrying and hustling. You're always moving from one thing to another and never taking the time to sit with yourself, really get a good grip on where you are at, and to also celebrate how far you've come. Does that sound familiar? Maybe. Number two in the top three reasons as to why you might feel like you're a failure is you often put yourself last and come up with excuses as to why you're not doing better. That's a good one, isn't it? It's those things like I relate to. The ones in my life are, oh, kids have to eat, got to make dinner for everyone. The shopping, food shopping has to get done. The bills need to be paid. We've got our work admin. We've got our life admin. We've got to drive here, do that, pick that up, choose some tiles, whatever it is. And what we need to realize, instead of feeling like we're failing because we're always putting ourselves last and we never have time to do the things that we're actually want to do, is to realize that these things will never go away. And we kind of have to learn with them rather than against them. And don't worry, I've got some answers for you. I'm just going to go through the top three reasons first. And then the number three that comes up all the time is you might feel like you're failing when you focus on the things you haven't done rather than those you have, or the things you haven't got rather than those you have. Those feelings like, oh, I've always got to be moving forward, coming up with new ideas, moving on to the next big thing, how to get more followers, how to get more real viewers, how to do this, how to do that, and always just like, there's never any time for anything else because you're just panting always, focusing on things that you know. It's like when say you're into doing, I've just started doing some home workouts with my husband. It's great fun. But focusing on, I didn't do a workout today. So that makes me feel bad versus, wow, how cool is it that I've done three workouts in a week? That's amazing, because the week before I hadn't done any. And the thing about this one is, by focusing on the things you haven't done rather than those you have, is that it's kind of causing you to cultivate even more lack. And those feelings of failure, you're going to be looking for them even more in your life, rather than going, wow, isn't it cool that I've got X amount, 1,000 followers? Go, oh, well, she's got 10,000, so I'm not good. So focusing on what you have. So what can you do about it? Well, what can you do about these feelings of failure, and even though you're not probably not really failing, but thinking that you are one? Well, number one, instead of feeling like you've got to hurry and hustle in order to make money or do business or do life, is to realize that that's probably actually doing you more harm than good. So if you're always feeling like, I don't have enough, I've got to hustle, I've got to hurry about, get everything done, maybe it's time, if you haven't already, to book in a weekly financial date with yourself to truly work out your incomings and outgoings. To know, okay, well, this is how much I'm bringing in, and it's actually really fun to go, oh, have I got a new client? Did I make any sales? And giving yourself a little pat on the back as you fill out that spreadsheet. But then to also be really across how much money you do need, to know often when we do this, to go, wow, I'm actually doing way better than I thought. It's pretty simple. So let me know if you end up doing that one, because I love doing that. My time is Friday morning. Now, the second reason why you might feel like you're failing, and it's sort of like not having enough time, is because you're always putting yourself last. And you're always coming up with excuses as to why you're not doing better. And I want you to realize that you actually need to look after you in order to make money in your business and to have a successful business, and not the other way around. So, not make money and then I'll have time to look after myself. Because that external pressure on your time is never going to go away. I can't magically say poof and remove my children from my life. I mean, sometimes it would be fun, but they're there. I put them there for a reason. So it has to come to a point of, are you always going to put yourself last? Are you always going to make up excuses? Or are you going to make time for you? It could be as little as just carving out in your day. I've spoken to people before about, can you add in a bit of extra time one morning a week where it's just for you to start thinking about what you want or your business? Can you go, okay, well, the kids are always going to be hungry. I'm always going to have to, but those things like about the food shopping, it's never going to go away. What can you do? How can you work with this? How can you plan your week so that, yeah, you can carve out that little bit of time for yourself? And even at just doing that small, giving yourself that little celebration of time will start to make you feel like less of a failure. Often, as I said, we feel like a failure because we're comparing ourselves to other. We're probably not that much of a failure. But I feel like such a winner when I organize my time and I've, get prepared. I've talked about this before on the podcast. If I want to go, like, if I've looked at the conditions and I'm going to carve out this like hour or so to go surfing the next day, I don't just wake up and go, oh my God, I've got to like put my surfboard on the roof and I've got to find my wetsuit and where's my bathers. What I do is go, okay, cool, I've looked at the conditions. I've sorted out my day. I can see that I can, if I get organized tonight, put everything in the car, get ready, then I can drop the kids at their educational institutions and then go for a surf on my way home. I feel like the biggest boss lady in the world when that happens. And even more so, I've had situations when I have gotten like notifications of book sales while I've been surfing, or I've had like an affiliate payment come through while I've been surfing. So I could say, well, I'm a failure because of all these other reasons. But if I've carved out that time, I am an absolute winner. And I encourage you, even if it's just like, oh, I'm going to take myself out for coffee at this particular moment, or go for a walk on my own without anyone and not even think about taking the dog, do that because you will feel like an absolute winner. Now, number three. The reasons why you think might think you're a failure, even though you're not, and I hope you're starting to not feel like you're a failure, is you're focusing on the things you haven't done rather than those you have. You know, that's like the focusing on, oh, I need more followers, or oh, I need more Reels views, or something like that. And this is such, there's two parts to my response to this one. Number one is to write down 20 achievements. They could be recent, they could be long term, I don't really care. And they could be small, they could be large. And I want you to write them down and to realize just how far you've come. They could be like something like, I went for a walk before I sat down to work today, or I got a great result for this client, or I sold a passive income product today, or I got a new client really easily. And I want you to just write them down and to just give yourself a little pat on the back, because then you're going to realize, wow, I'm not a failure, and that's really important. But the second part of that, in terms of focusing on what you've already got, is in marketing, it is so much cheaper to upsell or to resell to an existing customer or client rather than acquire a completely new one. I can tell you this in Facebook ad spend. I can tell you this from my own experience. And you will, if you've been doing this for a little while, even if you've been doing it for a few months or a couple of years, you'll notice that you sort of do have these repeat clients. Now, my question for you is, when was the last time you told them what you're up to? When was the last time you emailed your list? If you've got people already in your, I don't want to say universe, but in your, you know, colleagues or clients or past clients, these are the people that you need to focus on before you worry about acquiring new customers and feeling like a failure because you haven't done some massive launch. What I want you to do is to consolidate those relationships you already have. If you've got an email list, when was the last time you emailed them? Maybe let them know what you're up to, what you've been doing. It's a really simple way to stay in touch with people and to stay at the forefront of their mind. Maybe you've got a list of contacts of people who you've previously worked with. Maybe you've run workshops with them. Maybe you've had some contact with them at a networking breakfast. It could be anything. So instead of trying to find new people, why not reach out to them and say, hey, I'm open for business. This is what I offer. It's quite simple. Or even your social media followers, instead of worrying about how you're going to get more, you know, how to create a viral reel or how to use the right hashtags, why not show up for the people who already follow you once in a while and give them some juicy insight into what you've been doing and how you can help them in their lives? If you focus on those relationships, more relationships are going to come from that. People will be like, oh, cool, I didn't know you did that. Great, or you're available for business, or my friend needs your help. It's really simple, but often when we are feeling like a failure, it's because we're focusing so much on what we don't have rather than what we already do. So, just to recap, now that you know that you're not a failure and you can go forth and conquer the world, you know that hurrying and hustling may not be the best option for you, and to really take a moment as to what, you know, why you're hurrying and hustling, look at your financials and work out what it is that you want to do next, what it is that you need to do next. Maybe you'll work out your financials and realize you can take the next month off. Sounds amazing. The second step is to realize that those pressures on your time and all those reasons why you can't do things and all those excuses you have probably aren't going to go away anytime soon. So to realize, okay, well, if I'm going to work with this rather than against it, how can I carve out some time for myself? And the third one, instead of focusing on the things you haven't done or haven't got, focus on those you have. really solidify those existing relationships in your business. Show up once in a while for your followers, show up more often for your followers in social media, send out more emails, because it's always going to cost you less to upsell or resell to existing clients rather than acquire new ones. This has been an absolute joy to bring to you. I love sharing this podcast every week. I love that people listen to it. So thank you so much for being here. As I said, coming up in just a few weeks will be the Dream Bigger Experience. It's an online workshop, 2 hours for you to kind of take a moment. Maybe stop feeling like such a failure. If today's episode wasn't enough for you, then please jump on in, because you are completely not a failure. You are fabulous. Until next time, stay fabulous. Hey there. I so hope you enjoyed this episode of Real Fabulous Marketing. I made it with you in mind. I was thinking about you while I recorded it. So I'd love to know what you thought of it. Come on over, find me on Instagram and send me a message. I'm at Miranda Ivy Media. And if you'd love for some practical and also quite easy ways to show up as the fabulous expert that you are, then sign up to my free 7-day expert visibility challenge. You just need to head on over to mirandaivy.com/expert. And then I'm going to send you a whole bunch of daily prompts to start sharing your fabulous self with the world. Until next time, stay fabulous.